The Sisters Organizing for Understanding and Leadership Group and other minority groups want state representatives to focus on improvements in education. Soul Sister member Tajara Sarin says public schools in South Florida have a lack of resources.
There are roughly 50 students per class, and the way our desks are set up is there are roughly 30 desks. That means 20 students will be standing throughout the whole 1 hour and 30 minutes just to get an education like everyone else.
The class size amendment formally controls the number of students in each classroom for public schools. But in recent years, the state lawmakers have loosened the policy for certain courses. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Kamaya Brown of Ocoee believes more needs to be done to support minorities.
Because we are disproportionately affected by some of America's most systemic crises. That includes police violence, equity and access to education, pay equity, excessive discipline amongst our schools and our young girls, sexual violence, as well as, and most important, poor access to health care.
Brown is pushing what she calls the Closing Gap Grant Program. The approved bill will help decrease racial and ethnic diseases like lupus by steering more funding to research. And she says if women of color continue to stay involved in the political process, changes will occur for them.
It's one thing for them to acknowledge African-American women as the wheels of our political movement, but it's also another thing when we put each other in the driver's seat. We are leaders across all sectors of this economy, and so let us begin to have Florida reflect that.
For WFSU News, I'm Devondra Alston.